214-1202 is the number, 818-514-1202.
Or you can also hit us up on our email, wewanttruth, and truth is spelled T-R-U-F at att.net.
Or you guys can also check us out on Facebook, and we're also on Twitter as well.
That's right, and that's our sexy voice that you hear is our producer, Supreme Candace. How's everybody doing this week?
Hey, good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. How's it going?
Everybody's good. Everybody's straight.
How was your week?
The week was great.
Yeah,
considering.
Yeah. Yes, yesterday wasn't so hot.
Yeah.
No. I know if some people are wondering, hey, why are the Truth Brothers on a Sunday? Shouldn't they be in church?
What? Really?
Yeah. Well, you know what? We had some technical snafus yesterday, and we just was not happy with the way that turned out. So
right.
We're doing this again.
This is strictly for y'all though. We will give y'all nothing less than perfection.
That's right.
So this is exactly right. We gonna call this episode for the fans. We appreciate the love and everything that you guys giving us, and we can't put BS or garbage out there to y'all. So the Truth Brothers got up today and said, "Hey, we got to do something for you guys."
That's right. I mean, when we just sat there and had a show about setting the bar and having high standards, and we can't follow that up with pub.
Yeah, no. That doesn't work in the
world.
That
ain't going to happen.
And man, dude, the topic that we had was off the chain, which we're going to get right back into, though. The second hour topic was all about relationships and everything like that, and how do you feel about relationships and cheating and everything. But that's just, we'll get into all of that, and you guys going to enjoy this. So sit back, relax, let the Truth Brothers take y'all home today.
That's right. And now for the terrible truth.
This is the terrible truth. With your terrible anchors, Ray and Devon.
Greetings and salutations.
All right. Former Dallas Cowboy and Chicago Bears Sam Hurd arrested on drug charges.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
That still gets me.
Here's my man Hurd. He told an undercover operative that he wanted 10 kilograms of cocaine, a half a ton of marijuana per week for distribution in the Chicago area.
Of course.
Because he cares about the community.
Mm-hmm.
So this jackwad, he told the undercover investigator that he was willing to pay $25,000 per kilo of cocaine and $450 per pound of marijuana.
Sounds cheap. That sounds like he got it for the low, man.
Really?
I don't know. I don't indulge in such. So.
Yeah. So you know.
I don't even understand. I just have one fundamental question.
What's up?
Why?
Exactly.
I mean,
you got
over $1 million signing bonus.
No doubt.
You got $1 million signing bonus.
You've been in the NFL for how long?
About four years.
Four years.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're already a millionaire. Let me understand. Were you trying to be some type of boss? I mean,
yeah, that's what's hot.
Right. But if you want to be a boss, open up a State Farm. Open up a car lot. You want to be an entrepreneur, fine.
I wholeheartedly agree. You're right.
But this is what kills me. Why is it that every time we come into something or we do something successful, some kind of way we're not happy unless we link it to crime?
That's our life, man. That's how we live.
No, that ain't knowing how I live.
No, I understand. Look,
I mean, you were winning. You won. Here it is. You got $1 million signing bonus, as Candace said.
Mm-hmm.
3 catches this year.
Hold on. 1.3 million. 1.3. Exact.
Right.
I got to be exact.
Right. 3 catches this year. Mm-hmm. You riding the bench. 1.3 million.
And he's
riding
also on special teams, which he don't even have
exactly.
to hit.
Right. Which you ain't seen him make a tackle all year.
And he was fifth on your depth chart.
So when Earl Bennett got hurt, Sausenbacher, a walk-on rookie from nowhere, started over him.
Yeah.
And he said, you know what? You know what to make my life complete?
I think
I'm going to sell cocaine to the community.
Yep. I'm going to sell crack to the kids.
That'll do it.
Yeah. I mean, but then again, you got to look at it, though. It's about... Like I agree with Candace as far as, you know, why would you do it? But if for him, I mean, certain people, not for me, I don't agree with it. Let me just say that. But for certain people, it's the lifestyle of the drug game that might attract him. He might be like, yeah, you know, I do this, dog. You don't know me. I'm King Kong. Or he go Denzel in Training Day on people because he feels like, man, I push a certain product, and that just gives me the right to just tell you what to do.
An unnecessary gamble.
No doubt.
For absolutely no reason. You know, it's a detriment to the community, to the kids.
And an unnecessary gamble can be bungee jumping, but you still do
it. Well, no.
Either way,
I got you. Right. I'm just playing. I'm being funny.
But here's what kills me. You send your boy down there to get some stuff, to get your order.
Yeah.
You place your order. I got problems with the order to begin with, but I'll get to that later.
Okay.
He goes and sends his boy down there. His boy gets popped. He says, okay, you know what? I'm going to have to go down there and get my $88,000
back.
Nah,
but you know, that was in July when he did that.
That's what started the investigation.
That's
what got him on the radar.
Right.
They like,
okay.
Why is Sam Hurd coming into the police station asking for $88,000?
Because it's my money and I need it now.
J.G.
Wentworth.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. So then that gets him put on the radar. So get this, when he's placing his order.
Right.
And this is like you say, he want to be a boss, and he's supposedly so smart. But get this, he puts in an order for Mexican cell phones.
Like, again, what are Mexican cell phones?
Just cell phones from Mexico. But he figured that they do something in Mexico, like they put some salsa on the phone,
that's
and you can't trace it.
If anybody knows what a Mexican cell phone is, call the Truth Brothers up. That's 818-514-1202, because I'm very curious. What is a Mexican cell phone?
It's a Boost Mobile and a tortilla.
Yeah, that's kind of racist, though.
Oh, damn it.
I wasn't going there like... But
wait, come on. Really? We here at the Truth Brothers do apologize for any inappropriate remarks that were made and will be made during this broadcast. Let's just get that out of the way now.
Okay, sorry, but I mean, he figured that they have some type of special magic powers that the feds can't trace.
Oh, boy, I thought you were going to say some Mexican beans or something like that.
No, I said magic. He thought it was some type of magic to it, but whatever. He's a moron.
No doubt.
Straight up moron.
Nah.
And well, I know he posted $100,000 bail and they bailed
him
out. But whatever.
He's
free.
Whatever.
Till his wife gets
tired.
What's
the maximum sentence? Have they?
He's looking at 40.
Yeah, he's looking at 40 hard. He's looking at, yeah.
And I'm not talking years.
Yeah.
He's looking at 40 hard ones and I'm not talking years. I heard about you,
Yeah.
Yeah. Bring it here. That soft. Put this on your lips.
Some red Kool-Aid.
Bring that Kool-Aid. Put this on your lips. Okay. That's my. If anybody, hey,
all right.
Beyond Scared Straight, Ice Mike, if y'all ain't seen it, I'm sorry, man. Check that out. Beyond Scared Straight, Ice Mike. That dude is funny. Okay, here we go. Check this out, people. I know this might get you where you need to be. Oldest dog dies in Tokyo.
I've seen that.
At 26. 20-
That just gets you a dog died
in Tokyo. You know what happened, right?
Oh no, they don't do that in Tokyo. They do that in Korea. They don't do
whatever.
It in Tokyo. They
whatever.
Do it in China.
Whatever.
You
can believe.
You say, well, we just ran out of food. What are we gonna do here?
10-10.
Come here, 10-10. 10-10. Like,
nope.
Come here, 10-10.
So hate to hit you with this samurai. I would love to. I would hate to hit you with this. We could do. All right. Anyway, Tokyo, the world's oldest dog, according to Guinness World Records, has died in Japan. At the age of 26 years old, 8 months. Owner, woo, here we go. Yumiko Shinohara.
Very good.
Ooh, all
good.
Right.
All right.
All right. Taking me out.
Look at that. Look what that. CPS. Yumiko had a dinner party and just ran out of pate. What are we going to do?
Who? Give me some of that dog toenail.
Hey. Okay.
Yumiko Shinohara told reporters that her home. Oh, it's a girl. I'm sorry. See, Yumiko is a girl. Told reporters at her home, I thought you said he, but anyway, at her home in Sakura, a city outside of Tokyo, that Pusuki, a fluffy tan Shiba mix, died Monday after suddenly falling ill and refusing to eat.
Refusing to eat. She was trying to lose weight.
I know what you're doing.
I know what you're planning.
This is what they do over there in America around November to them turkeys. It's not going to happen over here. We're not doing this today. I mean, I heard this the year of the dog to begin with. I'm not laughing. Anyway.
We here at the Truth Brothers do apologize for the inappropriate comments that were... But damn it. Sorry.
We don't want PETA after us. But anyway.
All right.
Shinohara. That's racist. Shinohara told TV network FNN, Food Network. She told FNN. Because they're giving it to you, dog. Literally. They're giving you examples on how she told... She didn't tell him. She gave him instructions. This is how you cook a poodle. First off, shave it. Get them ears going. Anyway.
Oh, God.
She told FNN she would like to thank him for staying alive so long. The reporter said Pusky's lifespan would have been the equivalent of about 125 years of a human. But luckily, he had that flavor that she liked. Pusky had that flavor she liked. Don't say that. Leave that hair on there. That's what give it its flavor. The fear is what gets the blood going. Anyway, according to Guinness, the dog was born April Fool's Day, 1985. Pusky was recognized as the world's oldest living dog last December. The Guinness record for canine longevity is 29 years, set by Bluey, an Australian cattle dog who died in 1939.
Okay.
Whew.
Yeah, got through that one.
Did you? Hey. Poe Pusky, man. He turned him into Pusky Poodle Soup, dude. Isn't that all? Pusky Poodle Soup with a soda on the side.
Oh, God. All right. Okay. See how we are on a Sunday?
Yep.
All right. Here you go. Convict sues his Kansas hostage for breach of contract.
What?
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Jesse Dominic of Aurora, Colorado blames Jared and Lindsey Rowley for his capture and being shot in the back by police in 2009. It's their fault that I got shot.
It's all y'all fault.
Taking them hostage. He wants $235,000 for breach of contract in September. The Rowley sued Dominic for $75,000 for his home invasion and the resulting emotional distress. The Rowleys were newlyweds at the time. just freshly married, and he came and in interrupted the honeymoon.
Now that sounds like a way out of that marriage. Hey, partner, you wasn't supposed to grab me. You are messing up the plan.
Dominic, who was 23, was convicted in May 2010 and was sentenced to nearly 11 years in prison. He is now jailed in Colorado, where he is facing murder and other charges over the September 2009 slaying of a 25-year-old Denver area man.
Wow.
Yeah, so what it was is when he offed this guy, he went into hiding, and he breaks into their house and takes them hostage.
And told them, oh, no, we'll hide you, stay in the closet.
Exactly. So They told him that he doesn't have to hold them hostage, just stay hidden, and when the police go away, we will let you know when the coast is clear.
Are you sure?
Yes. The man falls asleep, and they escape and bring the police.
I'm so glad it's good folk like y'all around.
So the defendant said he suffered a gunshot to the back, which almost killed me. The hospital bills alone are in excess of $160,000, which I have no way to pay, he wrote in longhand in the document, which was filed last month. The police officer said the rifle accidentally discharged when Dominic was apprehended.
Yep, we didn't.
You know how that goes.
Yeah, we did not mean to shoot at that felon or the guy we have in custody. No need to shoot at him. Whatever.
Yeah.
Let him die. That's what. Let him die, man.
Well, he's not going to die, but, you know, he's just suing his victims. They breach a contract. You tricked me.
We had a verbal contract.
Yeah, he said we have an oral contract. You're not supposed to breach that.
Yep.
Really?
You mean you wasn't
going
to
judge
him?
Is going to take that case
hell,
and say, you know what?
Oh,
what
I wish I was the judge. I'd
have
took it. Oh.
I mean, what judge is going to, yeah.
What
oh, well, then there you go.
Call you public said. Defender.
Yep. What you do? Oh, don't worry about it. We'll get you out of there. Whatever. Anyway, check this out, though. Man leaves date during movie, steals her car.
There you go.
Now, deputies in Florida say man stole a woman's car while they were on a date at a Tampa-era movie theater. The St. Petersburg Times reported that 27-year-old Michael Pratt told the woman he needed to get something from the car while they were watching the movie.
What were they watching?
Fast and Furious?
Gone in 60 seconds? 30 minutes left? Something like that?
Dude, where's my car?
Oh, wow.
She gave him her keys. When he didn't return, she called him. Authorities say Pratt laughed, then told the woman he had stolen her car. Pasco County Sheriff deputies say he now faces grand theft charges. Car was a rental. The victim, who is 35, tried.
Who rents a car to go on a date?
But that's what we're saying, though. I mean, I'm thinking like if your car doesn't work or anything like that, sometimes she just don't have She don't have her car with her.
So my car broke, yeah, but I got this hot date, so let me rent a car.
Or. She already probably had the car prior to, and once she have the car, she could have just been like, hey, you know what, I'm on a date, so we can do this. There it is.
Right.
So, anyway, car was a rental. The victim, who is 35, tried contacting Pratt for 2 days before calling the sheriff's office. Who waits 2 days?
Maybe she thought that he was going to bring it back. He just needed to borrow it. She must have really liked this dude.
Pratt called her 4 days afterwards, so if she'd have waited another two, then maybe she'd have got a car. Pratt was like, hey, you called me 2 days too soon. But Pratt called her 4 days after the movie outing and said he dumped the car in a Walmart parking lot in Newport Richey. Anybody know what that is? Is that
nope.
It? Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
No idea what that is.
I thought the brain might know over there. But authorities said, anyway, a deputy found it and arrested Pratt on Wednesday. The car is a silver 2012 Ford Focus. And according to the Times, Pratt previously served more than a year in prison for the same charge as well as fraud.
So he's done this before.
Oh, he's
on
been
a date and cheated.
This is numerous. This is multi-time car theft he got going on. He just got a collection of rental keys at his house.
Right.
That he just don't give back. They just got his picture all up at the Enterprise. But... Right. And he's getting charged with that, fraud, and failing to return rental property. He is in Pasco County Jail. No attorney was listed for Pratt's jail record.
Yeah, because everyone keeps laughing when they get the case.
Yeah. Who is that, Pratt? Oh, this guy is wacky. Yeah. And his wacky car rental adventures. Can't wait till his show comes.
Right. All right. Fire station burns down while crew is at Christmas party.
Wait. The firehouse?
The firehouse, yes.
While the firemen
went to
down.
A Christmas party and the firehouse burned down.
That sounds like a plan. Go ahead.
All right. The 911 call came in Saturday night while the firefighters for a small South Texas all-volunteer fire department were at a Christmas party. Their 60-year-old fire station was ablaze.
Of course.
By the time the crew arrived to put the flames out, the building was lost. They lost the building. They lost a pumper truck and rescue gear and medical equipment. They still have one tanker, two brush trucks, because they took those to the party.
Of course. Oh, yeah.
You got a flash.
It's not a party without a brush truck, dog.
There you go.
Yep. You got to let them hoses loose. They went, where the hoes at?
Right. Right here.
Yeah, go ahead. My bad.
That's okay. Our fire chief, Domingo Jehosa, tells the monitor that his team, yeah, I just brushed over that.
Yeah, it's a lot of consonants.
We left that alone. Jehosa, that's what it is. Told his team that they will continue to protect the community using borrowed equipment from other fire departments. Now, my thing is, if I'm the next town over and your fire station burned down when you was out at the club, why should I lend you my pumper truck?
Because you got a job there.
Yeah,
you know, hey man, look, I know we was out partying, but you know, man, we got to get over there. We got to get over there and get to
somebody that
we got to get over there and get over to 67 with that fire over there. So we need a truck. Can we borrow yours? Nah, I promise you, we're not going to secrets. I promise you, we're not going over there.
Not this time.
Not this week. But yeah, that's the norm. I can see that happen.
Okay, well, before we get to your next story, we got to pay a couple of bills and take this break. So we will be back in 60 seconds with more
Truth Brother Radio.
That's right.
Truth Brothers Radio.
The new moon rode high in the crown of the metropolis. Shining like who on top of this? People was tussling, arguing and bustling. Gangsters are God, so I'm hardcore hustling. I'm wrestling with words and ideas. My ears is pricked. Seeing what will transmit. Scribe to the box, transcript. Yo, this ain't no time where the usual on the suit of all.
I got a million ways to get it. Choose one. Hey, bring it back, bring it back. Double your money.
Truth Brothers Radio. Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back. And this portion of Terrible Truth News is being brought to you by Conrad Murray Sleeping Pills. Sleep Like a King, and Reverend John Downlow's new book, I Walk with Jesus Because He Doesn't Have a Car, in all bookstores now.
Must be hard walking around with Jesus. Everywhere you go.
Got to be a lot of pressure.
I know. Like carrying a cross on your back. That's this Sunday, ain't it?
That's right.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
No, it's not okay, man.
It's okay.
Okay, Santa, new story. Dear Santa, give me Bieber or I'll kill you. No, people, I'm not asking for Justin Bieber. This is the story. Check this out. Christmas letters to Santa asking for a new bike or a toy are usually endearing notes penned by wide-eyed innocent children. But Mikita Austin, has warned Father Christmas that he will be killed if he fails to deliver at least two of the things on her long list of gifts, including a BlackBerry smartphone, which I didn't even know were popular still, but whatever, and the real-life Justin Bieber.
All right.
She got Bieber fever. Now, the 13-year-old goes even further to threatens to hunt down old Nick's reindeer so she can cook them and serve their meat to homeless people on Christmas Day.
Put them to some good use.
Of course. Who don't want to eat flying reindeer? That's all I'm asking.
Winged venison.
There you go. Buffalo venison.
Right. Buffalo venison.
Her mother, Tracy, from Brick Hill, Bedford, found the note which ends, "Remember, two of these things or you die," in Makita's school bag, but has vowed to try to meet her daughter's demands rather than punish her. This is her mom talking now. When I first found the letter, I thought it was funny. Now I think I'd better get what she wants. The last thing I want her to do is kill Santa Claus.
See, you never negotiate with terrorists.
Nope.
You never negotiate with
terrorists. You just turn that iPad around and just...
That's right. That's right. You call in SEAL Team 6.
Yep. Hey, Makita.
Yep. Mm. Bang. Yep. We don't negotiate with terrorists.
And demanding, Makita added, "I don't really believe in Santa anymore, but I was angry because I thought I wasn't going to get all of my presents I wanted this year." So let me get this squared up. She thought she don't even believe in Santa Claus.
Well, she's 13, but whatever.
But you write a note saying, "Hey, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to kill this dude if I don't get what I want." Your mom knows you don't believe in Santa Claus,
but says, "But you know what? I think I better do it. Because the last time she wanted her head done, and I said, no, I caught a left hook to the jaw.
And plus, her dad is pretty jolly with a white beard, and I don't want nothing happening to him. He's our security blanket." But anyway.
Whatever, spoiled kid. I say, beat that behind.
That's what you say?
Oh.
To Makita?
Oh. Makita couldn't. Well, it wouldn't even be me. Makita wouldn't have brought that to my wife.
Straight up.
Oh, look here. This is what I want or else.
But she didn't bring, that's the thing. She didn't bring it to her. She had it in a backpack at school. First off, you're in high school.
Who still writes
letters to Santa Claus? So Makita got to be a little slow.
I think she on that short bus.
Yeah, she's a little slow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's something wrong.
She believes in Santa Claus. She
there's
lying.
There's something wrong there.
She be at the chimney up all night like, nope, he's coming.
Yep, instead of studying in that not short
like a cryptic
class,
message
she in there
for
eating
her
boogers.
She eating boogers?
She in there eating boogers in the class instead of learning.
Put your helmet on. Be still. That's it.
Ridiculous.
Hey, but
absolutely ridiculous.
Ain't nothing. Hey, that's America's favorite retard. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, she's a slowpoke. No,
yeah.
You ain't got to.
No, because it's wrong.
She's a 13-year-old kid who wrote a letter to Santa Claus and then threatened. No, don't apologize.
I got
for that.
To, man, because that's
she's
wrong.
A slowpoke.
No doubt.
She's
no
a,
doubt.
She keeps sitting on the school bus lifting a dress up.
Okay.
Why does that say Wednesday and it's Friday? I knew I smelled something. Okay,
we're sorry. We said we're going to get another warning. Better stop.
Whatever. I don't care about Makita.
Yeah, I don't care about her either.
She's going to fall off the slow bus one day. It's going to happen.
Yep.
Go ahead,
bro. Okay, here we go. L.A. sex offenders arrested over Halloween decorations.
Of course.
Because of their child enticing Halloween decorations, 5 sex offenders in Southern California have been arrested for violating their probations.
So, real quick, what did they have like on the what they had? What type of decoration were they just pumping lights?
Right, you're not allowed if you're a sex offender. You don't
can't
want,
put
you
nothing.
Can't,
up.
You can't celebrate. You're barred from the holidays,
also,
especially big kid holidays. You can't. And in the summertime, you ain't even allowed outside.
Yep. Ooh, look at that boy. Was she get 12?
Like, oh, did I forget that big wheel out there again?
Ooh, me and my foolish way.
Right. Big
Thank
wheel
you for...
Big wheel tied to a string.
No.
That's no way.
That's when, thank you for bringing my dollar. Reach around in my robe, grab your reward.
The five arrested during a sweep of 251 residents included a couple convicted of child molesting their children who were allegedly
wow.
found with drugs and child pornography.
Oh, that's
a man with a trap door in his bedroom that led to the basement.
A
trap door where the police found a chair and a rope.
There you go. Oops.
That's called study hall. Trap door with a big X on it. Come on. Hey, you want to take a picture?
Right here.
You know what? Wasn't that on that Different Strokes episode? When the dude had the little tub and was like, okay, let's everybody take a bath, and Gary Coleman was like, no, I'm going home. But Dudley was like, no, I want to play in the pool
with the big man.
Dudley showed up at Arnold's door, bleeding from the backside.
Okay.
Bleed from the back, crying with his daddy around.
We here at the Truth Brothers do apologize for any inappropriate remarks that were made and will be made during this broadcast.
We are racking them up.
Poe Dudley, man.
That was a special Different Strokes with Dudley.
Yeah, Dudley was the star.
Was the star of that one called Dudley Catches It.
Dudley gets a train.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take this break. We will be finishing off Terrible Truth News after these messages. Truth Brothers Radio.
Yeah. Come on.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Hey yo, my silent moments, louder than crack of thunder. My hunger like the crocodile that attacks a hunter. It ain't commercial or underground, it's true. Cause I'm on call a skill, call a game, call a glow, call my name. Like the law, all the veins, screaming like you all the pain. Treat it like a drug, all up in your veins. Yeah. We make the square stance and get the
Truth Brothers Radio.
Leon St. James for Anaconda Malt Liquor.
With a delectable combination of the finest barley and hops, it's the only malt liquor that carries the seal of excellence from Uncle Sam himself. And when you pop the top, the panties drop.
Is that Anaconda Malt Liquor? The only malt liquor to be approved by the United States government?
That's right. Anaconda malt liquor.
Anaconda malt liquor.
Anaconda malt liquor, brewed in Piedmont, Georgia.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It's
getting the people going.
Truth Brothers Radio.
No.
Just when I thought we had it together.
Right. I'm feeling a little Scooby right now.
Scooby Snacks.
Feeling a little Scooby right now.
Scooby Snacks.
Yep, they made Astro Burgers. But anyway, it's on you, man. It's on you.
Like Astro.
Dude, so. But
okay,
I was just saying on another note. You heard about the preseason game real quick. The Bulls won a preseason game, the very first opening. You know, Derrick Rose came in. They didn't. They also got their boy Rip Hamilton in there. So
right.
We gotta clap it up for that.
All right.
And we're currently supposed to be on these Bears, but whatever. It's a handy type of season.
Yeah, but that's okay. We got to give it up for our boy who rocked the house down in Kentucky.
Oh yeah, my man AD23, man, Anthony Davis. I gotta shout him out real fast. Hey, Arena, gotta say hi to his mom and Big Anthony. I'm scared of that dude, but it's reason.
Yeah, did he dunk on you?
No, not Anthony Davis Jr. Anthony Davis, his father.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If anybody knows that dude, there's a reason to be scared of him. But but anyway, no, Anthony, man, they played Chattanooga yesterday. He got player of the game. He is killing over there. So go Kentucky, Anthony, get it in. Do what you're doing, man. Hey, stay focused on your school or whatever.
That's right.
One and done. If you do it, look.
That's what nature do. When nature abhors a vacuum, when herd wanted to fall off, it's got to be some space for someone who's going to want to do it right. And that brother's going to do it right.
No doubt. He's a real smart kid.
I love when people doing it right.
Hey, Mooka. Hey, Raina. Hey, everybody. Got to shout the people.
No, it's all good.
Yeah, so that, and on top of that, we also got your boy, what's the clown boy name?
Your clown boy.
Yeah, your clown boy who said I'm not gonna do any interviews after I run out
of town. You talking about Marion Barber?
Yeah,
right.
Marion Barber
decided I'm not gonna give any interviews because I ran out of bounds and fumbled the ball.
Real quick though, was your boy Hurst that you was talking about? He's supposed to have been supplying other NFL players with the crack cocaine?
No, that's just in theory. They ain't proved any of that.
No,
yet.
I know they
haven't
proved it.
I'm not trying to throw no dirt on my football players yet. Let's just hope that people were smart enough to
running out of bounds.
You
want to
be a knucklehead? You go.
See,
matter of fact, I got to give it up. Lance Briggs said that last. Hey, you know what? They was asking the Bears just to strike from the team. He said, "Wait a minute, that's Sam Hurd. I'm Lance Briggs.
We don't indulge in such.
If I screw up, that'll affect the team. Somebody who ain't seen hide nor hair to feel, we keep it moving."
So you don't feel some form of way of bad for his family and all that, man?
No.
I'm talking about his family. Not for him. Not forget her.
His family.
His family knew what he was doing. No, you talking about like his wife?
Yeah, his wife.
His wife didn't know that he was. His wife didn't know. Where do you keep a half a ton of cocaine?
Now, I'm
public storage.
Right.
There you go. But do you think she knew?
I believe she. Whatever. It ain't for me to speculate. All I'm saying is moron.
No, he is, but he got a kid, he got a pop, he got a son, a daughter, he got the wife, and now they're gonna lose your father for 40 years.
Whatever, hopefully
he die in jail.
If she's smart, she gonna clean out that bank account and say, okay, well, you wanted to screw around, have at it.
No doubt.
Have at it.
Every month I'm gonna
send you some red Kool-Aid
to put on your lips.
Put on your lips.
Take your lips. Now put your Kool-Aid and do it like this.
I don't have any sympathy for him at all.
I don't either.
I'm just family. Well, I'm married.
I'm married,
so I know if I'm doing something really, really shady, I can't believe that my wife wouldn't have some type of inkling of what the hell's going on.
She could have an inkling, but she might not know. That's the thing.
But she might. You know what? What do you mean you got to go down to Texas to get $88,000?
Where's all this booger sugar coming from that you keep
saying? Right. I'm just saying.
I don't see him telling his wife that.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't see him telling his wife.
Now, mind you, would think that he wouldn't have had the mentality to do something like that.
She's probably under the guise that, hey, he plays for the NFL.
Right. He's gone a lot of the time.
She knows all of that. She knows the legit money.
Because I'm thinking, right.
But I don't think she really knows the legit
money. Now,
if I'm married to him, I have his kids. I don't want my kids around that shit.
Right.
No. Sorry.
There you go. Hey.
There you go.
We need to apologize.
We ought to apologize. Yep, no, apologize.
Sorry. I did. I've been apologizing all day.
Yeah.
All
right. The truth, brothers. Do apologize for Candace with such vulgar language. But go ahead.
Right.
I have to say it the way I meant it.
Right.
But, you know, I really just don't believe that she
That's what
knew.
I'm saying. Now, again, like, with Candace, to go off what Candace said, if you got money to begin with, then that money kind of doesn't really affect you. But if I'm broke and the next week I show up and give you a Lexus, I got a Bentley, and we got a house, where is this coming from?
As you're saying that, I'm hoping that she didn't know anything about it. I'm hoping because the police definitely going to interview her, and they're going to definitely look into it.
And if he was a real dude, I hope he really was keeping that from her. I really do.
At least for the sake of your kids.
Right.
I don't see you putting your wife in that position.
Because there's going to be a whole lot of scrutiny come down on that family. So
Right.
You're going to find out.
He should just sit back, and even if he don't tell her, hey, look, babe, whatever you do, you ain't know nothing.
You
this
don't
is 100%
know
on me. Just take the kids. I'm doing 40. Move on with your life. But he might be that. Yeah, I told her. She was the one that told me to get into it. She hooked me up with G-Ron now. That's what I'm saying.
Right. So you never know. You never
but
know
even it. If she did, he shouldn't do that because being the man, you made a man's decision. Take a man's consequence.
There you go. And take this red Kool-Aid.
What's with you?
That's
Ice Mike.
Ice Mike, that killed me.
Ice Mike.
Yeah, that you showed me that. I cried. That was.
You know what? We got to get that up on Truth Brothers page.
Yeah,
man.
We can put that up on the page.
Hey,
yeah.
If anybody haven't seen Ice Mike, we're going to put that up on the Truth Brothers page after the show. Y'all got to check this out. It's on the episode of Beyond Scared Straight, man. It's
right.
Hilarious, man.
But real quick, I got to send the Truth Brothers condolences out to one of the rappers of the Conscious Daughters had died, and it was kind of a shocker because they still don't know what the cause of death was yet.
Mm.
But Carol Smith, one half of the Conscious Brothers, she was known as the
Conscious
special
daughter?
One. Yeah,
you said
brothers. Conscious Brothers.
Did I?
Yes, she did.
Oh well, I apologize. Yep. I really do. Yeah, no, one
you
of the
care.
Conscious Daughters. No, I do care.
I'm playing.
I do care.
I got you.
But she passed away on December 10th, and the cause of death is still unknown at the time. So that's real terrible. So
it is.
Smith and Carla Green, who was our CMG, they were a breakthrough act in the 90s as a pair of street smart ladies who had a real tough rap style. I mean, they rap kind of hard.
Okay.
They were very hard, but I don't know if you guys remember their biggest hit was that one Something to Ride To. In
yeah.
the 90s, in the like mid 90s.
I was still playing basketball.
Yeah, but you know, our boy Paris, man, he was their producer. He found them and got them out there, right. But they had left his record company in 2009, and they was going to break out on their own when this happened. So, like I said, we send our condolences out because, you know, technically, they were the only female rappers left in the game, black female rappers left in the game at that point.
Right.
Before this, I mean, they were still in the game. They were still out just before Nicki Minaj kind of blew up, who's kind of.
Well, Nicki just really
up
blew up.
That's
though.
What I'm saying. So
they were
filling
the
void.
They were still rattling.
Right.
Okay,
right.
I got you. I got
right.
you. Okay, I see what you're saying with that.
And
it wasn't that garbage
fact,
music.
No,
I'm saying,
they would, but I mean, they were kind of little.
You know
rough,
what?
But
I remember you playing me one of their songs
yeah.
a while back. Yeah, and
yeah.
I told you I dug. Yeah, I remember
yeah,
that.
Matter of fact, if anybody like one of the best songs they had to me, they got this song out that came out in like 2009 called My Secret, and the whole song is about how she's getting beat up and abused by her boyfriend. And she starts off from when they were teenagers and how they met and was, you know, living it up, having a ball. And then she moves in with him and then he starts beating her and she starts taking it, you know, and wearing sunglasses. It's a wild song. It's a real nice song. And then the song ends with one time he went to go beat her and he accidentally hits their kid.
Right.
And cuts the boy's head and she snaps and kills him. But it's a nice song, and for a lot of these, it's a good anti-abuse song.
We can
real
always
nice.
Put the dude. All this stuff we need to start. We're gonna put this up on the page.
Yeah,
man.
We can do that. To me, I mean, Something to Ride To was their biggest hit, but to me, that song was like one of their better songs. It was real nice.
No doubt, we'll put that up there, man. So definitely.
We losing them like crazy, man.
Yeah, I mean, heavy hit me hard, man.
Yeah.
Hit me hard when we lost Heavy D. Dude, I was calling people, man, crying like we love, like when they lost the King of Pop, man.
Yeah.
I was like, heavy.
You know what was crazy, man? I was messing around on YouTube and I was looking up, you know, comments about the state of hip hop. And not too long before this happened, he was just on some getting interviewed by someone and was just saying that you know, he just felt like he didn't fit in the world of rap anymore with the way it is today, because he said it just don't seem like it was a place for him. That's why his last album was a reggae album, because he was just like, the way they're doing that, I don't want to be associated with it.
Right. And
I feel him on that.
He, you know, for people who actually listen to actual hip hop and not rap, it's like you can understand what he's saying, but it's like at the same time you waiting on an actual Heavy D album.
Yeah.
I won't do Black Sugar, no Black Coffee, no sugar, no cream.
Beautiful
That's
song.
My dude.
Right.
I love that song.
Right.
That's my ringtone. So, I mean, I do heavy dude. That was one that like took me out because Heavy was the first dude that I seen that I could actually remember listening to. No joke. Like
okay.
That's the first
right.
dude.
I got you.
Outside
and
he had
charisma.
Yeah.
He had charisma, and to be so light on his feet, to be such a big dude,
right.
man, was
right.
just he knew how to. I mean. A lot of those guys. I mean, it's a shame, but if you wanna look at it, all the big acts from the golden age of hip hop. Look at how they all broke off and did other things, and are very successful at the things that they broke off into.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. Like when we were discussing the state of hip hop last show, and we were just saying where it's headed and who will be relevant and everything. Now it's like dudes, Heavy D. Was had endured time. He was still here. Not the fact that he was still relevant. Heavy D legacy carried on.
Right.
Like certain people
right.
legacy will carry on, and I don't see a
I
lot
mean,
of rappers.
A lot, I mean, right. A lot of them were so industrious that they knew, okay, yep, my time in this in music is gonna be X amount of time. I gotta to keep themselves busy and to continue on with new challenges. I mean, when LL, you know, when LL Cool J got into acting, he wasn't very good at it
to begin with.
To begin with,
yeah.
But you know, during one interview, he was saying, you know, hey, when I wanted to learn how to rap, I had made a promise to myself that I wanted to be the best, and I won 2 Grammys. He say, now I'm getting off into acting. I'm going to put everything into this because I want to win an Oscar.
Right.
And I just like that mindset that, hey, when I put my mind into it, I want to be the best that I can be.
You knew he was on that when he said, when he had an interview when he was playing Guy, and that was at N2D.
Yep.
And he
yep.
said that
Absolutely.
he got
yep.
so deep in that role
that he
yeah.
had to, yeah, that he
had
was
to,
messing his family
right,
up. Cause he
right.
Was, yeah.
So it's like you know you gotta respect a person like that. You gotta honor that for the simple fact that they
yep.
like, you know, if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna go balls out at it. I'm sorry. I'm gonna just keep
yep.
it going. And that in itself is a beautiful thing. Big
yep.
shout out to LL, man.
Queen Latifah, when she
yeah.
had, when she was
yep.
doing her acting, she was doing bit roles, but she say when she did this movie with Denzel. With Denzel was the paraplegic cop.
Was that Unbreakable? Not
no, I forget the name of it. But it was the Bone Collector.
Bone Collector, that's
the Bone Collector. And she said that, you know, she played his nurse in
yeah.
that movie. So they had a lot of time around each other. And she said that the advice he was giving her was so on point that she took it all. And next thing you know, she's nominated for it because her and
mm-hmm.
Will Smith are the only rappers ever nominated for an Academy Award
right.
in acting.
Right, 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 right. And the thing is, though, you gotta just know that being next to somebody like Denzel, you're gonna pick up something. Like
right.
you're gonna and
right.
it's not you can't. Only person that really brought a D plus game with Denzel movie is Ray Allen, and that's. That hey, I'm sorry. He got game. You didn't like.
Oh,
yeah.
I got you. I got
Ray
you.
Allen.
Yeah, but he right. But he was young, dude. I mean, that was.
No, I'm talking. But dude, Denzel in that movie was on point.
Exactly.
Like, but
he's Denzel. Right.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So,
right.
But Ray Allen, you could tell it's. Read this. We had to get the big cards up.
Well, like I said, he was young.
Nah,
and,
I know.
And, man,
I get
it's
it.
Hard to acting is a hard thing to do.
I would never say it wasn't. I'm just.
Very
I'm just
hard,
saying
but,
that. You,
I mean, and then when you look at about a month ago, I watched Boys in the Hood
mm-hmm.
again and was just totally stunned at how well Ice Cube did in that movie, man. And
yeah.
that was just off a natural talent.
Right.
That
right.
was just
right,
off his natural
right, right.
talent.
Because he had you believe that that's how he lived every day, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
then but for him to go to there. To do, are we there yet?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's like,
exactly.
Wow.
Matter of fact, just last week they showed Are We Done Yet? And I was just watching it and amazed at the Ice Cube has great range.
Right, no doubt.
He has range, man, to play that role and to come off where you don't see him as Ice Cube, the gangster rapper, the
right.
rough heart. He was just playing comic relief for everybody else,
right,
and man,
right.
pulled it off beautifully.
Right, right, right. And that's but I'm here's another question though. I want to ask you real quick. Do you think? Well, you know what? I can't. I gotta go back. I was gonna say, do you think Ice-T could pull that off? But then I look at it like, look at what he's doing on these CSIs or what.
Yeah,
I'm like
Ice-T can. Ice-T.
Yeah,
Ice-T.
Like,
He's a good actor. He's a good actor. Matter of fact, man, a lot of people don't appreciate it. New York Undercover.
Oh, yeah.
When he played the nemesis for
Malik Yoba's character. That was awesome.
Yeah.
When he was I seen him the first movie that he tried to carry by himself. Well, he had the lead role was Surviving the Game. Nice movie where it was a group of rich people that would find homeless people, take them up to the mountains and hunt them down. And it had it had a bunch of mainstream actors, and it had Charles S. Dutton and Rucker Howard and a bunch of other mainstream legit actors, and Ice Cube, man, put his thing down, man.
What about that movie that they did with him and Ice Cube? Trespass. Yeah, that's
it. I didn't like that one. That was all right. Yeah, that
was
okay.
It was okay to me. I mean, I could sit there and watch it. That's what I'm saying.
It was okay.
A little stereotypical.
Yeah, a little stereotypical. The whole time they locked in the room, and the whole time Ice Cube was asking, "What do you want? What do you?"
There's gold in these buildings.
Right.
I'm just saying, man. I figured that it was a decent movie, man.
I remember the hype around that movie.
See, because,
The hype around that movie was Ice Cube and Ice-T being in the same movie, and they had built up a lot of hype, and the original title of the movie was called Looters. Then the L.A. riots broke out. So they postponed the release of the movie and had to change the name.
I got it. I can see why. Okay, cool. So what are they going to do? I mean, what are they going to do? Do you feel like what's your boy? The range on your boy, Big Ears, Fresh Prince. Yeah. What you think? I mean, how far you think his range can stretch though? I was gonna get into your whole 6 degrees all the way up to your 7 pounds and your bag of vans and all these other things.
7 pounds, man.
Oh,
that movie just, dude. That movie was just the range he showed in I Am Legend when 3/4 of the movie
was just him. Yeah, no doubt.
3/4 the movie was just him, and you don't get bored. You don't
Like,
oh man, this is silly. He was out there hunting with the dog and the lions came and said, oh no, we'll be taking that deer home.
Thanks for telling him.
But we'll be taking that deer, and I suggest you getting your little 5.0 and get out of here before we take the dog too.
Yep. Matter of fact, I ain't finna get dog. They finna come your way.
Right, it's about to get dog. Notice they don't bother us.
We still walking around. So I feel you. But you know, in the book though, I don't know if you ever read the book. In the book, the dude's a white guy, and he's a white guy, and the vampire, they're actually vampires, and they can actually talk. And the book is real X-rated, man.
They've had many reincarnations of that story. Actually, in the '70s, Charles and Heston starred in it and played Will Smith role, it was called Robert Neville. Omega Man. And instead of,
I like that better.
Yeah, the Omega Man.
The
creatures wasn't vampires, but they were mutated people from the disease that lost all their hue and colors, and they couldn't stand the light, and they called themselves uniting. Something like that. But they turned into creatures that just couldn't stand the light, so they would hide in the shadows. But
No.
Good. Yeah, they would hide in the shadows and was caught themselves reuniting the world and considered him a plague or view of the old world because of us, there'll be no more fighting over race. There'll be no more this, no more that, you know, because we're all these creatures now.
Right.
And you represent what made us this way to begin with. So we want to get rid of you to begin with, you know.
That's a cool way. I would have loved to see that play out and like use that type of script for real to do that. I would have liked to seen that better than versus. I mean, it's nothing against I Am Legend. I would love to see that versus, oh man, the mutated dogs and werewolf. We got to do something about it. So I was curious about that, man.
Yeah. So they've done many versions of that story.
I don't know. It's just the whole state of this actor thing too, man. Like you got your boy What's the dude that can't act? That I don't want to say can't act, but he can't act, but he's just not given the right role. Played your girl's husband and I. Why Did I Get Married? Michael Jai White.
Okay.
Yeah. Dude's good. Like I seen. Oh. Did you see the Mike Tyson story that he did a long time ago?
No.
Dude.
But you know,
dude.
If people are really paying attention to this show, then they know how much we like Black Dynamite. We'll leave it at that. But that movie, he wrote that. He came up with the idea for that movie. He put everything together. Man, that dude, he's real talented and got a great sense of humor.
No doubt.
Great sense of humor.
If you listen to the breaks, you got to say that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Like I say, if you pay attention, for people out there who pay attention to the show, they know how much we like Black Dynamite. We're going to leave it at that. But, yeah, man, I found it kind of ironic that the one movie he put together and did is real good, and yet he starred in a lot of TP movies that just aren't good.
Tyler Perry, for people who don't get the lingo, toilet paper, we call him, but whatever. But on the real, did you hear he's supposed to be buying American Airlines?
He's not buying American Airlines.
I swear I heard, dude.
Tyler Perry
is supposed to be buying American Airlines. It's on the internet. Read.
Yeah, it's not true.
Okay, well, there it is.
Whatever, I'm telling you.
Just put it out there. So Tyler can't buy American Airlines?
I didn't say he couldn't. I said he's not.
Okay, would it be Soul Plane 3? Because, you know, we got to skip past 2. It's Soul Plane 1 was so bad, you
got
to skip straight past 2
and
go 3.
What that got to do with him buying American?
Hey, coon it up.
I'm not going to say he would. Even if he did buy it, I ain't going to say he would coon it up, but I'm just saying he's not doing it. They just filed bankruptcy. They're just getting out of the union contract. That's all they're doing.
They're not going nowhere. If he buy it, prepare for all your...
Do you know how much... He don't have enough money to buy American Airlines.
So that's what I was asking.
You know how much American Airlines is worth?
Billions.
Billions.
I don't disagree with you.
You can't put together enough bad movies.
If you play Monopoly and you mortgage Boardwalk, if you mortgage Boardwalk and you say, nah, before you mortgage Boardwalk, I tell you what I'll do. I'll give you $600 for that. Go ahead and give it to me. Maybe American Airlines is his boardwalk. He might come, before y'all go into this here bankruptcy.
Right. Still not going to happen.
Yeah, and let me get you some cashmere sweaters to go for you. Let me get you some cashmere sweaters to pass around and all these lotions.
Not going to happen. But I got you.
You're anti to the time.
No, I'm not anti. I'm just telling you some things aren't realistic. That's not realistic. If he did, I would be happy for him. I wouldn't begrudge it. Begrudge, right. But he's not going to do it. But you know what? We're going to pay some bills. We're going to go ahead and go into a commercial break, and we're going to be back with the second half of Truth Brothers. Brothers Radio. Truth Brothers Radio.
We have a flat tire.
How do I tie a bow tie again?
What's the fastest way to Hartford Hospital?
Tell my wife I'm going to be 30 minutes late.
Tell my husband I'm not surprised.
Tell my wife if she has a problem with my work schedule, she's more than welcome to get a job of her own.
Tell my husband that I do just as much work as he does.
Tell my wife that if watching Ellen is a job, she should get a promotion.
Message from your husband. I appreciate you.
Bullshit. What did he actually say?
Please don't drag me into this.
Siri, call my husband.
Siri, ignore the call from my bitch wife.
Tell my husband that he said he'd respect my choice to stay at home with our child.
Tell my wife I would, but she can't even get around to washing his overalls.
Did you want me to search for flower shops nearby?
Tell my husband that at least when I sit on the washing machine, I come.
Send my wife this picture and ask her if the washing machine is
the only thing you've been sitting on lately. Oh dear.
Ask my husband what he means by that.
Tell my wife I think she knows.
Hey, look. I googled anger management technique.
Tell my husband to think very carefully before he says whatever he's about to say.
Ask my wife if she's fucking Jim McPherson.
Tell my husband, how dare he?
Tell my wife that's not an answer.
Is it my fault?
Tell my husband that I will not answer that.
Ask my wife if she's fucking Jim McPherson.
Searching for a place to hide.
Tell my husband he wishes it was just Jim McPherson.
I don't want to.
Tell him.
Please don't make me.
Do it.
Send my wife directions to hell.
Say goodbye to the most amazing iPhone yet.
Hello, everybody. Recording live from somewhere.
Lord of the all night stand in central. Follow me now. They say, say hi, Dick, get your rolling hip hop. Say, Jay Rolls, get your rolling hip hop. Redefinition, say, you're rolling hip hop. Say, Black Dog, come to rock it up. From the first to the last of it.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Welcome to the second half of Truth Brothers. 818-514-1202 is the number, 818-514-1202. And I'm Ray.
I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers.
And you can also hit us up on wewanttruth@att.net. We are taking all your emails. And
or you can also check us out on Facebook or Twitter.
There you go. And people are probably wondering, why is the Truth Brothers on a Sunday? Shouldn't they be in church? But no, actually, what we're actually doing is we had some technical difficulties last night, and we wanted to give you a show that's worthy of our fans. So we are redoing it.
No doubt. So we again, you know, we apologize for yesterday. That was all on the Truth Bros. You know, hit my chest kind of hard. I almost gave myself an asthma attack. But no, that was totally on the Truth Brothers. We do apologize, you guys. So we're coming back and bringing you perfection. But man, if you're tuning in now, be ready for the best probably second hour that we've had today, because we're going to indulge in something that everybody should be familiar with, and that's relationships,
that's
open
right.
relationships, monogamous relationships, everything from top to bottom.
When you look at, I mean, a lot of people believe that relationships are strictly man and a woman. And one man, one woman. But you know what? In society, in different cultures, there are different versions of relationships. You know, if you go to Tibet and up into the mountains of Tibet, there's very few people and there's more women than men up there. And men are a good commodity to come by up there when you got harsh winters and got to find food and things. So women there can have more than one husband.
And
it works up there because of the environment. When you got places in the East, in Africa and the Middle East, men have more than one wife. And
no
who's to say that that's not, matter of fact, before you start saying that, well, that's over there in Utah, they have it too.
It's happening in Utah, yeah, no doubt.
That's right. Matter of fact, it was a television series on HBO called Big Love that addressed that topic. So, you know, hey. Do you believe that different strokes for different folks? I mean, relationships.
I mean,
everybody seems to believe that all relationships should fit into a box.
I believe you do what works for you and you and your spouse. Rather, I mean, if having a monogamous relationship works for you and whoever you're with, then knock yourself out. I mean, me personally, that's my way of rolling. For anybody else who believes that, nah, it's cool that my wife goes out and she sees other guys and I see other women. That's cool, too, but it's just I believe it all depends on the person and what they're into. If they say, hey, you know what, because you know what's crazy, though? If you were not given this way of believing that, hey, only one man should be with one woman, would you not think that it's acceptable? What I mean by that is if you were just bland, no, you wasn't brought up to believe that relationships were supposed to be one man, one woman. If you just grew up and it. You came across a relationship and saw somebody and was like, ooh, I like her. I want to be with her. But then you see somebody else like, I still like her and I want to be with her, but I like her too. Is that bad? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm asking, like, do you think?
I don't think it's a matter of being wrong. I mean, you know, ignorance will be bliss. You know what I mean?
That's the
thing. You don't know. You weren't raised to be forced into believing that you have to be with a woman or you have to only be with a man.
Uh-huh.
I think you'd be more open to, you know, to different things. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel what you're saying.
You know, as you're saying that, as you're saying that, I mean, society does have a version of it. It's called being single. And they celebrate it big time. I mean, when you're young, when you're at a certain age, your parents will tell you, hey, go out there, play the field, find out what you like. Sometimes when you're young, some parents don't like to see their children tied down to one person at such a young age, like in high school or whatever. You've been going to study with Jim McPherson.
for a long time.
You know, you want to go out there, you should go out there and play the field. Make sure that this is the person you want to be with. You know, you never know. Or when you break up with someone, they tell you, hey, man, there's more fish in the sea.
No doubt. And, but the thing is, like I said, though, if you feel as if you feel, though, man, like, okay, scratch what I said about the whole you don't have an idea. Let's say you are brought up to, you're just brought up to believe that, okay, cool, a guy and a woman is supposed to be single or whatever like that. So now you're forced to believe that, man, I have to stay with this girl because that's the right thing to do and I can't go out and cheat on her and I can't do this and I can't do that. But at the same time, your needs or whatever, I don't want to say yes, your needs, but your instincts are telling you, you know what, I can go do some smashing over here.
Right,
but should I do that because that's against what I was brought up to believe in?
Right, but and that's the conflict they put you in, and at the same time, as society tells you that, yeah, the monogamous relationship is what you're supposed to want, and you want to be tied down to one person. At the same time, on the other side of their face, they'll turn around and tell you they love players.
Really?
Come on. I think they love players
as far as if it's a man's role, they'll love a player. But as far as a woman, because men get looked at, not, truthfully, men.
On the real, do they not, they got a whole show around Snooki, and she's a playette. That's exactly what, all she do is go to clubs, she pee in the back of the club, and then hit somebody.
But then again, what do we label Snooki as? Dirty, nasty, whatever. But if a guy does it, we're all like, oh, man, dude is out there getting it in. Let's give it up
right.
to him.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a bisexist rule. I'm glad I don't have one of those, what they got. The ladies have. I'm cool with my title and what I'm working with.
Right. But at the same time, a woman is supposed to be, we talking stereotypes.
Yeah,
now.
People, this is not what we think.
People, they tell you that a woman is supposed to be inexperienced. When you marry someone, you want to marry the virgin, and you want to make sure.
Like Joseph.
But the guy is supposed to have more. Wow.
Like Joseph.
But seriously. But the guy is supposed to have more experience than the woman. And
like
I said, when you're Tony Stark, it's all good. Tony Stark, Bruce Wayne, it's all good. Catwoman, no.
But yeah, you got a point, man. But I mean, that's just it. Are we basing everything as far as a male's point of view, though?
That's what I believe. Right, the stereotypes come
so
from.
So why if we're doing this, if we're basing everything from a male's point of view, and if that's the way society, I don't even want to say this society wants it to be. Why isn't it cool when a man just says, you know what, I just want to keep smashing random chicks? It should just be a cool way of thinking if society is saying, you know what, it's cool for a guy to do that. So why, when Jordan cheats, he's, oh, look how bad this man is. When Kobe cheats, look how bad this dude is.
When Jordan cheats.
You know, here's my thing. Where does accountability come in? Where you say, you know what, and just have some courage about yourself and just come to your wife or your significant other. Look, I want to do other things.
I believe your
relationship enough to get that out.
True.
Because what will happen is you're going to end up cheating, and then that's going to turn to resentment on the party that's being cheated on.
The cheater can build up resentment because they feel like they're not getting their needs met. So then they build up a resentment.
So why not just call a spade and be honest and just say what it is?
And I'm be honest with you. You know what? It's a lot of couples who do open relationships and are just fine. Ruby Dee and Ozzy Davis.
Right.
All them years they were married, they had an open relationship.
Okay, I mean,
I believe it's different strokes for different folks. It worked for them. I'm just speculating here, but I'm gonna go out on a limb and say I'm pretty sure Bill Clinton and Hillary had a pretty good understanding on how things were, because she got in when the scandal came out and the Monica Lewinsky thing hit. She was embarrassed because she had to play what society expected her to play. She was the hurt woman and this dog man and this and that. But they didn't split up. They didn't.
And he was known for cheating
before. So I believe that she knew dang well exactly what he was doing.
But with that being said, I mean, you know, that could very well be true. But then you got to think about it like this. How many women stick with their dudes after they haven't cheated or haven't had an open relationship, but they still stay with them after they know the man has cheated?
Because that's what they want. Again, that's what maybe they feel they have to do, or that's what they want to do. Everybody just was talking about Herman Cain, but Florence knew what he was doing.
You think she knew he was gropey?
I don't know if she knew how gropey he was, but she had to know that he was hitting something or seeing somebody. You're not married all them years. No one lives in a bubble like that and not totally know what their spouse is doing.
I mean, not necessarily, but I believe that they can have an idea of what a person
That's
is
what
doing
I'm saying.
versus saying like, oh, I know he's cheating. Like women always say they have the woman's intuition.
Intuition, yeah.
So they have the woman's intuition, but are they? I'm not a woman. I don't know. Are they always right?
I can speak to that. No, they're not always right. But what happens, and sorry, ladies, I'm going to have to school the brothers on a little game. You guys trip up.
No doubt. We're
what
horrible
happens,
cheaters.
Something
yeah.
changes.
We're
Your
horrible
demeanor
cheaters.
Changes, and yeah. you forget, you know, to stay consistent
yeah,
with the things that you used to do.
Can't
you
break routine.
You come home smelling like zest, but you only got Coast in the house.
Of course, because everybody
you know,
knows.
Right.
We cook steak, you coming home eating dog. We got it. Everything's cool.
But no, you change. Your demeanor changes, and it sticks out like a sore thumb. And the more you deny it, the more we see it. And then we go
maybe,
into detective
but
can mode.
Can you agree with the fact that maybe that guys can become just bored, and it's just
sure.
like because in the beginning,
bored,
no,
absolutely.
I understand that, and it's the fact that the guy feels like he's so comfortable now that he doesn't have to do as much as he did before to keep you around. So now it's like besides you thinking that oh man he's not doing this, he's not doing that, he's not actually cheating, he's just like I got you, I'm just
that
relax.
Goes both ways though.
No
yep.
doubt
that,
no
that,
doubt
that definitely
no doubt.
Goes both ways.
I agree with yep. you I
so
totally
but
do.
See here's my thing, you guys can dish it but it's hard for men to take it.
No pride and ego won't
it's,
let you
it's
take
harder
it I give
men
her
to
that
take it you
I,
know
I totally agree. Pride and ego will not let a dude
you know,
find
because
his woman
in
is
all
with
honesty,
another guy.
You know, you could be with your as a man, you could be with your wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what if your wife came to you, hey, look, you know, I still love you. I still like you. I still like, you know, what we do. But could you be able to...
You can say it. It's cool. It's all right.
Would you be able to handle your wife telling you that
she
I want steak instead of chicken?
There you go. I want Jim McPherson. Jim McPherson is winning.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, my man Jim McPherson
but
is winning.
Can you really be mad at her because she was, you know, upfront enough to say
yeah. You know what it
how
is?
Many, how many times will, especially women are raised or
question.
Trained?
Are you, oh,
she wants, she's
I
asking.
Wanted to, I wanted
oh,
to,
no, I can handle it.
No, let me learn you up. Let me learn. Let me talk truth
I
want to
hear from you too, Zavon.
Okay, no problem.
I'm
you're
curious.
Going to hear from me. That's what we're doing. Here's the thing. I can't handle it. The reason I can't handle it is because my pride and my ego. I'm a chest pounding dude type of dude. Like it's like if I
silverback.
Yeah,
okay.
There you go. So it's like if you feel like you got to step outside of this circle, what am I doing? Not the fact that I think I'm doing something wrong. I could be hey every day ceiling climbing, all this is popping.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you feel like you got to go somewhere else, and I'm like, oh, well, I don't need you anyway.
So,
not in
well,
a bad
okay,
way,
but
not in a bad
she
way.
Told
but,
you, if she told you you were lacking in some area, you would straighten it out.
Yeah, I mean, I would have to. I mean, if I cared that much about this person,
exactly.
then I would have to.
Exactly.
But if it's just like, hey, you know, I'm just here to do what I do, then
and
you,
then,
I
okay,
care
so
less
then,
if you stay
what
and leave.
If she told you, what if she told you that she was into something or found a liking for something that you wasn't into.
Like what? Depends.
Well, I don't want to get too explicit, but it's just she got into something that you didn't like.
What, cocaine?
With I don't chains. I don't know. What if she wanted to tie you up and burn cigarette butts into your back? and say, this is what satisfies me. Now, if you don't want to do it, I can put a cigarette butt in Jim McPherson's back in a heartbeat.
But see, it's
Jim McPherson is into pleasing people.
All right. He's into people pleasing business.
People pleasing business.
Okay, well, here's the thing with that. Okay, man, you caught me. All
good.
Right.
I'm gonna give you a couple of seconds to think about that, because I want to get out here that this portion of Truth Brothers is brought to you by Christopher Columbus GPS Systems. Look what you done found, and Jizzle's hand patties and fruit punch,
which I like to eat.
And ladies and gentlemen, hey, if you're listening to the show, call in. Come drop your thought with us. What
That's
do
right.
You feel
818-514-1202. 818-514-1202.
Now, repeat the question for me one more time.
Yeah.
He likes brown, cause I, for the people who
not,
just
you just
in.
Said that you just said that you couldn't you beat your chest that you hey I please my woman I do what I do
right
and if she's not happy she can tell me what she like and I'm gonna take care of it. So if she told you that what if she was into something that you were not cool with, what if she's like, hey, I like midgets.
Bring a lady midget to the house.
I'm just I like to wear spike heels and a whip, and I like to walk spike heels on people's backs.
But see, here's the thing. Here's the thing about that. That as long as if that doesn't involve a sexual kind of act,
yes,
as far as
I
feel you though. But it's like is that considered intercourse?
Hey, it's considered that's what it takes to some
if you
people
wanna,
are into
hey,
that.
You know what? If you want to get to, you know what? I can't say that because I'm thinking like still in the back of my mind. I'm thinking, oh, she's got to get a certain way to go walk on. I guess, hey, it's about, hey, I guess I got to try to put
so
a spike on my back.
So you're going to let her walk on your back?
It's a line like, dude, it's certain things I will do, but it's a line I won't cross.
So if you've been with this person and they have a fetish.
Depends on what the fetish is.
Right. Will you be able to indulge them in that fetish? And if you can't, nothing illegal and nothing that involves children. We're going to take it because we just talked about the couple with the trap doors. Right. We ain't talking about that. But we're talking about she's got to bend towards a particular fetish that you're not into. Are you cool enough to be able to say, look, you know what? If you got to knock, you got to get that out your system. You go
outside,
over there.
I'm gonna be honest
right,
with
you.
You
go over there and just I
know
don't want to see it.
Outside of bringing a dude home, the door is open. Outside of bringing a dude to the crib and saying, "All right, now we finna get the party started."
Are you sure about that?
I'm pretty sure.
There
I can't.
This portion of Jizzle on the spot is. Devon on the stand.
Yeah, I'm just saying. It's just outside of saying, you know what? Me and these two black guys are going to come.
Right.
I mean, truthfully, I'm not drinking. I'm not going to sit here and drink your urine. I don't do that. I mean.
Okay, I feel you. But I'm just saying.
Because, I mean, it gets nasty out in the world. We just try to keep it a little
sort of that people, I mean. Some people don't believe in throwing away a relationship because their spouse is into something that they don't do.
Okay, well, then here we go. Reverse it. Would you indulge in such?
In what?
It depends. Exactly.
I mean, it's certain things that just ain't going to happen. But if I love that person enough, if that's what they got to do,
like
again, I don't want to. Hey, don't let me see it. If you feel like you got to go out there and put cellophane on somebody's face and drop one, that's on you. I'm not into that. It ain't happening here. It is not happening here.
We don't do squatters here.
You know, but on a serious. Okay, let's say you know you were in a car accident and you're paralyzed from the waist down. That don't work no more.
Right.
But your wife still loves you, and she's taking care of you, and she's holding stuff down, but she's got a need that needs to be fulfilled, and you can't do it. Will you be like, okay, well, you know, when I go to physical therapy,
shoot me.
That's what you
shoot me.
Shoot you.
Dude, because I'm a possessive type of person. If I have a lady with me, I'm not possessive, stalking, crazy possessive. But if you're my lady, I'm gonna treat you like you're my lady. Just
right,
like
if
I'm your
you
man,
can't do
treat me like I'm your man.
You're okay, Candace.
But it works for them.
You were in a plane crash.
Did they have to cut up from the waist down?
No, you crispy fried. And no feelings, but you know you got the two. The remember the waiting to exhale.
Yeah.
And I got with the white woman because my wife is all tubed up. Or no, I got what did he got with the black woman because his white woman was all tubed up.
And waiting to exhale.
Yeah, right. Wasn't that waiting?
No.
No,
he got with a white woman and waiting to exhale. Angela Bassett.
Yeah.
He got with a white woman. Angela Bassett was the one that. Oh, I'm going to the. I really don't want to go to this. And next thing you know, he was like, how would you feel if we didn't win? She was like, played the whole thing off as I'd be hurt. But he was like, well, I'm going with this white woman, but I'm not going with you.
Okay, well, whatever. Yeah, but let's just say, you know, you were in a horrible accident and you can't do anything.
Right.
It's just not possible anymore. But your husband is still, he's not talking about leaving you. He's taking care of you. He's holding the house down. He's raising the children. But you upstairs, you know, you can't leave the bed. Would you tell him, hey, I know you got to go out there and do what you got to do. Go ahead.
See that breath that everybody takes for the answer?
No, I would.
Wow.
I would.
Because, I mean, it's your.
I would.
Wow. That is love.
I don't care until
you
until
have
this.
You have to be realistic with it. I mean, you know, it's not a matter of not. I don't want to. I can't. You know,
and why not just
he
let him
still has
go.
Needs. He's perfectly
what? Okay,
healthy. I know he loves me.
Right.
But this goes back to yesterday. You have to be able to separate sex from love.
No doubt.
If everything else is being met, he's still taking care of me. He's still coming home to me. He's taking care of our kids. He's holding it down. And this is just one physical thing that he needs to keep things going and keep it moving and keep his peace of mind.
Okay.
I got to be okay with that.
And
okay,
it's no possible way
nothing
she
I can
do.
Do.
It's nothing she can do.
Okay.
You're paralyzed. It's nothing you can do.
I mean, I understand that part. I understand the being a paraplegic and everything happening or whatever like that. But my question is, how do you, okay, you let your man go out or whatever the case, and he comes back like, woohoo!
He would be more mature. He's not going to go home and, woo, yeah. Girl,
what
boy,
I need.
If you wasn't crispy fried, this what would have happened to you. No, you're not going to do that.
But, okay, even worse, let's just say he comes home and he's sitting next to you. He's just chilling. He gets the urge. He just gets up and leaves. He does this like he comes home with you for about 3 minutes like, man, I got to go back. And he gets out and leave again.
Who does that?
If a dude, okay.
No, I don't think it would
be
like.
People do that.
I don't think, number one, let's just say you were married. Okay, this same scenario happened to
Single
you.
Ladies. No, it's fine. Go ahead.
No, this same situation happened to you. You know, your wife paralyzed from the waist down, and she comes to you and she says, look, you know, I love you. I know you love me. You've been great throughout all of this, and I know you have needs. I know you get frustrated. So you know what? As long as you don't let me find out and you keep it clean because it's hard enough on me as it is, you do what you do.
Would I do it?
No.
I'm sorry.
Even if you did it, I'm just saying, even if you went ahead and did it, you know, I would think that you would have a certain respect level, you know, because she came at you with that. That's love for someone coming to you and telling you something like that, because that's an easy thing to say.
That, right. Exactly.
And
that's why we all take that breath.
If she can, you know, thicken her skin to come and say, you know what, despite my own personal feelings as a woman, I know there's things I can't do for you, but I want you to fulfill your physical need. You're going to tell me you can't
be
respectful,
right,
and not just keep it quiet and, you know.
No. Right. Here's the thing. Let me answer that. I can keep it respectful, but I want you to know that out of respect, that if you go get a dip, because basically whoever you get, you may become a dip. It has to become a dip because you still love the person that you're coming home to. So if you get a dip, and let's just say this dip person or whatever, you start to feel this person. Because now, let's just say this person winds up having tendencies that your wife or whoever that you're with at the time has. Mm-hmm. She has the same type of mannerism. She has all of these things that your wife has, and now she's providing what your wife can't anymore. This thing, that's what's happened to my head.
That doesn't replace your wife.
Wait,
because the things that you have with the person that you marry, if you guys are truly in love, if it wasn't, we wiping out the mistakes, we wiping out, oh, I got you pregnant, so we going to get married, but we don't really know each other. We're talking about
two people
that are actually in love, best friends, they finish each other's sentences, all that corny stuff, right?
Right.
Okay, just because that person can't do a certain function anymore, that doesn't change the fact when you're in a relationship, when you come home, you're sitting down, y'all watching TV together, you're talking together. That stuff makes a bond.
No doubt.
You're sitting there talking about the end of the day, when you with somebody for a long time, you share inside jokes.
No doubt.
You have it's a whole thing that goes with being with this person, and just taking out the physical part does not change the fact that just because I might get with a dip, as you put it, and say that, okay, even though me and this dip been doing it for like a year and a half or whatever and everything is cool here, that don't mean you won't feel the same for that person.
That's
so that don't mean you're not ever coming home again. People who never come home again don't want to be around that person no more.
No. But what I'm saying is that could be true. But I'm also saying that even if you do all of that, even if you don't have those jokes or whatever like that, you can start having those same – I'm not saying it happens overnight, but like I said, it was just a year. You end up being with your wife. Like, I'm sure if your wife gives you the permission to go out there and basically do what you're going to do, it's not going to be a time frame to that. It's going to be until you're tired of it. Now
– okay, you know what? Matter of fact, I got an example for you. I used to work at this automotive plant back in the 90s.
Okay.
And there was a gentleman there, older cat. His wife was terminally ill. She's dying.
Okay.
She's terminally ill. But this ain't no terminally ill that she's going to die tomorrow. It's going to take years. She had some type of cancer or whatever, right?
Okay.
Okay? So he's still taking care of her. He's still taking her to her radiation treatments, this, that, and the third, right?
Right.
But it was not a big secret at that plant that there were certain women in that plant who was taking care of him. Here, I baked you this. Here, I did that. Because the wife can't do it anymore. So as they were baking things, they were also letting him bake cookies. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
So they were taking care of him. But none of those women overstepped their bounds and disrespected the bond that he had with his wife, even though they knew they felt they liked him. They felt bad for him. They knew he had needs that needed to be fulfilled, and they were surrogate doing it, but no one stepped over that line because they had enough respect for their situation that they didn't cross any unnecessary lines.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying.
Now, keeping it real, at the same time, on the same aspect, a lot of them was jockeying for position for when she kicked off, I want to be the next, this blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
I got you.
But they didn't. Hey, you need to kick her to the. First off, if you're picking a dip, as you say, would you pick a dip that's gonna sit there and gonna try to
jock for
wreck
position?
Try to wreck your relationship because you're dealing with her? Especially if you got the card to say, hey, you know what? Yep, my wife know I'm seeing you. She know I'm seeing you, but we got this understanding. I wouldn't get in the way of that.
No,
because a lot of times when a dude is cheating, and the person that he's cheating with finally gets sick of you, and I'm ready. You should be with me and quit going home. And I'm tired of you going back there. You need to stop going back there. It's because when he picks a female to cheat with, he says I'm tired of this at home. He complains about his wife. He says all this negative stuff. So she says, okay, well, if it's so bad, why do you keep going back?
But that's the thing.
If you have the freedom to say, hey, you know what? Yeah, my wife know what I'm doing.
But that's
you don't
it.
Have that card.
The thing is, like you just said, though, he's
getting
going.
We're stuck on this too long because this is all the different type of relationships.
Right, no,
get on, but go
I mean,
ahead.
But the thing is, if you tell her, if you tell the girl, hey, look, my wife know I'm doing this, but you don't need to, you do not need to go ahead and tell And continue to come home and bash your wife to other people. That's what I'm saying. You don't bash your wife to your dip. You don't need to do that.
People cheat do that.
No. I'm just saying though. In my perspective,
they do it to justify why they're doing it.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. But if you got
necessary.
The car, if you got the car, you don't have to do that.
Exactly.
And even if you're cheating and you want to date other people and your wife knows, there's still no reason to do that. If some dudes say it because they believe that the female that they're cheating with is not going to tolerate it unless you got a girl, yeah, but you know she always on my back, she hounded me, she do this.
Because
and they feel that's an easier way to get closer
right,
to the woman.
And you're doing mm-hmm. something foul.
Right.
But and you want her to buy into you want her to buy into your storyline to help keep your secret.
But that's what I'm my initial statement was to say that if you're gonna do this and regardless of whatever you do, whatever, if you decide to whatever, if you're gonna do this, well, I tell you what, let's take a break and then when I come back I'll tell you what I was talking about.
Okay, cool. We're gonna take a break and pay some bills and we'll be back with the rest of Truth Brothers.
Another inebriated beat. You know what time it is, straight for the street.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Look, crack, don't mess with that. Speed, don't mess with that. Whack, don't mess with that. Free, don't mess with that. Knowledge, yeah, mess with that. Charge, yeah, mess with that. College, yeah, mess with that. Charge, yeah, mess with that. Feeling, don't mess with that. Crying, don't mess with that. Feeling, don't mess with that. Lying, don't mess with that. Meditation, mess with that. Forgiveness, mess with that. Education, mess with that. Hip hop, we loving that. I rhyme for respect, y'all.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Okay, people, we are working through lunch today, and I better start hearing some good ideas.
I'm sorry, I ordered chicken fingers, not camel toe.
What? Camel toe? Not now.
Camel toe got you down?
You know it.
You're not alone.
You too?
Camel toe affects millions of women every day. It's the result of wearing tight-fitting clothes, like leggings, tights, and other activewear. Camel toe puts your private parts on public display.
How do you handle it?
With this.
Camel tame?
Camel tame, with its sure-fit strip, creates a protective layer between your clothes and your business that ensures you'll never have to face the embarrassment of camel toe again. Camel tame is comfortable, easy to use, and 100% effective every time. You'll get noticed for all the right reasons.
Okay, people, listen up.
I'm sorry, but...
Yeah?
You have my full attention.
Thanks, Camel Tame. Got camel toe? Get Camel Tame.
Being here in America doesn't make you an American. Being born here in America doesn't make you an American. I don't see any American dream. I see an American nightmare. I'm one of the 42 million black people who are the victims of America.
Truth Brothers Radio. And we're back. Boy. Before we leave. Just,
oh, my God.
Yep, McDonald's sign upside down.
But go ahead.
I forgot. Okay, anyway, we were talking about what I was saying was if a guy that goes out and he decides that he wants to date another woman or whatever the case may be, you got to be careful because at the end of the day, you can wind up, regardless of whatever your wife gives you the card to do or whatever like that, you might still catch the feelings for a person. Like when I was telling you, there's no time frame.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning
you.
That let's just say your wife is just paralyzed and they had to amputate her from the waist down.
Damn, they got to just take it.
Yeah,
now
she's on a skateboard with a hand.
Right. Right.
Now she literally cannot do that. Now, but you still love her. You picking her up every once in a while. Yeah. Y'all going on skateboard rides and everything like that. Everything's cool. She's showing you new tricks at the skate park. Everything's awesome.
We here at the Truth Brothers do apologize for any inappropriate remarks that were made and will be made during this broadcast.
That was half a message. Anyway, but No, what I'm saying is that, you know, and she can't do this, but you still love her. Now you got a woman, and she's perfectly healthy. Everything's fine. So now, over time, though, you don't went 2 years of just seeing mm-hmm. this woman. You don't went 3 years of seeing this woman,
and now you might want to build a life with
right,
her
right with her
because you've been with her.
And she also has the same traits that your now halfway woman has.
Your halfway boy.
Okay.
Okay. Well, let me
wait,
ask you this.
I want him to finish. Yes.
Okay. No. I'm just saying. What do you do? Do you still stay there with Skateboard Pete, or do you roll out with old girl? Look, I'm keeping it real, man.
It still kind of balances out the same way.
It does.
Because even if it's...
But are you bogus?
No.
Because
she gave you the
card. It's not about being bogus.
But
you would be bogus if you did it behind her back.
No. I was saying, I agree with that. But what I'm saying is, if she didn't play that card, if she didn't say, look, I know... If she didn't say that, do you think because he loved her so much, he'd just tolerate it? Look, I can go without the sex.
You were not going to go without the sex.
I'm just asking.
No one's going
to. Well, maybe
if you were if you're married.
He probably would have cheated.
That's right. And she's amputated from the waist down. First off, it's in terribly bad taste to leave your wife on a skateboard and go with somebody else. So that's not going to happen.
But
matter of fact, hold on. I'm going to bring up John Edwards. John Edwards get criticized, and he's the big bad villain because his wife, who was dying of cancer, was dying, and he went off and had a girlfriend and had a baby by this girl. But when you get into the real actual facts, their marriage wasn't a marriage no more. They stayed together for political and appearance reasons, and people who were real close to that campaign said they fought incessantly all the time, and they didn't like one another. So he had somebody else on the side because they basically didn't get along no more, but he wasn't going to sit there and divorce her because she had cancer.
Right,
because
if he had divorced her and then came out, how would he have looked?
But either way, he still ended up looking bad anyway because someone got wind of the relationship and it all came out anyway. But the fact of the matter is, in reality, their marriage wasn't a marriage anymore anyway.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt.
But if your wife is dying, you are a very tacky person if you're going to leave them. Leave them for anybody. But if she can't take care of you in that way no more, everybody's going to know that you're getting it from somewhere else. But if you still stay in there and handling your business, if my wife is dying, I'm not going to leave her because she's dying. That's just sad.
I never said anything about leaving her because she's dying.
If she's on a skateboard, I'm not leaving her because she's on a skateboard. I don't care if it's 20 years. You're not going to leave your...
I don't
she's
think
a
the whole idea here is about cheating as it is about respect.
Right.
I got you.
I mean, you know,
you
it's
okay,
thing.
If your wife was a paraplegic, you would leave her?
No, I wouldn't leave her, but if I start developing feelings for another
you
person...
You would leave her.
Dude, I have feelings for another person who I like and on
to be with.
And she can do this. Why would I continuously go home to somebody?
Because you're married.
But, dude,
better or for worse, she's a paraplegic.
And
you got to accept that now.
No doubt. But the thing is, she also gave me a card to step outside of the better for worse. Because also,
okay,
when you say for better for worse, you say forsaking all others. She gave me a card to go out and do others.
So that means you're going to leave her for her giving you, well, you gave me the card.
No, I'm not saying it. I'm not saying I'm going out with the intent on looking for being with somebody else. But over time, I'm not saying 3 weeks later. I'm saying if I'm with a person, my wife lives to another 7 years. And for 7 years, I've been doing and being around this other woman, I can eventually probably start developing feelings for this person to a point where I can be like, you know what? I really like this person.
And I'm
going to
leave the paraplegic.
Because, why would I stay there even though she is my wife? Yes, she is my
so
wife.
So you don't
and I'm
care about
her
no more.
It's not that I don't
care about two people
at the same time. No, I understand what
I would rather
saying.
Not hurt her anymore and come home and just be like, well, we're enjoying each other's time and that's it. But I'm still... At the same time, I'm.
So you don't think leaving her with her?
You know what? No, I'm going to say this. If the new woman has any type of class about herself, she would not look for you to leave your wife.
And wouldn't make you, wouldn't
she
ask
already,
you to do it. And would
on.
Get mad if you
would. How would you
can
have
Can I get into this?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah.
She would not ask you to do that.
No doubt.
If, number one, she would probably say, you know what? Wow, your wife gave you that type of pass. that's something. That would probably touch her, because I'm going to tell you, if I was the other woman, you know, I would gain a whole new respect for her just on that.
Okay.
Yes, I'm sleeping with your husband. I understand that. But she was a realist enough to know that, hey, he's going to have needs. I like him. And you know what? And if he likes me and treats me well, and I'm the side broad now.
Right.
And he treats me well, I can say, you know what? I'll be here. You know what I'm saying? I'll be here until you take care of whatever issue.
But that's the thing. If we're going back to say the lady has class, does she have class knowing that her man, does she have class even by saying that, you know what, yeah, his wife on a skateboard, but I'm still doing them? Does that constitute? No,
It all depends on the woman.
Wait, the reason I say that is because if she can't expect you, I'm going to do you, but I'm not going to expect you to leave your wife. Does that still constitute as class?
Yeah.
How? Yeah. She's screwing with you knowing that you're married, and she's still screwing you knowing the fact that your wife is on a skateboard. How does that constitute as class?
Well, she cares enough about you to want to take care of you, but she knows that you have obligations to your wife who can't take care of you.
But it's still classless. You're gonna just do a physical act with a person.
Just said you develop feelings for her.
No.
So why would it be a physical act?
No, because you stepped to her for a physical act to begin with.
You said you develop feelings for her. No. So why would it be? So if she developed feelings for you and respect you and know that your wife is a paraplegic, why would she tell you, okay, well, you got to leave
because
the paraplegic to be with me?
No, she wouldn't say that. But if you initiated that, not that she did, I'm saying you initiated.
What does it matter?
Because at the end of the day, you're the one going out on your wife. And if she says, okay, you know what? I know that we're doing this for 7 years now. I don't know no woman actually that's going to do this for 7 years and say,
well,
eventually, look,
really?
You know what?
You don't.
No.
You don't.
I don't.
Okay, the chick that was doing Herman Cain was doing Herman Cain for 13 years.
And you don't think that conversation came up?
But did
between
he leave?
Them?
Did
no,
he
of
leave?
Course
did
he didn't
stop?
Leave.
No.
No, but what I'm saying is, let's just put it out there. But I'm going to say majority, in my opinion, majority of women would not just continuously to sleep with a dude. And I bet you Herman Cain was taking care of her.
He was.
Exactly. So that's another reason why she kept her mouth closed, because Herman Cain was like, hey, I'm paying your house, don't you say nothing. But if you're taking care of your wife and all you're doing is meeting up with this lady to sleep with her for 7 years, she's going to say, you know what,
okay,
I'm not going.
As you said that, at the same time, he was still taking care of her and paying the bills when she blew him up because of all of the lying and all of the dirt that came out on him. So she lost respect and blew him up.
Exactly.
So she said, okay, no, you just uncrossed too many lines and blew him up.
Okay, what's your point to that?
You just said that she going to keep her mouth shut just because she getting paid.
But she kept her mouth closed for how long? Like you just said it. She could have blew him up she could have blew him up 3 months into it, but she was cool with it at that time. Like I said, I don't know a woman who's going to do it for over 7 years and keep their mouth closed.
I just gave you an example of someone who did.
But then she blew him up, like you just said. She just blew him up afterwards.
Because she just, okay, because all the dirt came out on him at what a groping molester, disrespectful mug you was.
Okay, but
that has nothing to do with
so
whatever
if
reason.
If that didn't come out, she'd have kept her mouth closed. Is what you're saying?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
Let me say this.
Whatever.
If the guy's not taking care of her and all he doing is coming through to smash her, I don't know too many women that would keep their mouth closed.
Whatever. You just said that you're going to get in a relationship with someone. You're going to start smashing but develop feelings. So when you develop feelings, you're not taking care of her.
Dude, when you start develop the feelings and when you start taking care of her, you will eventually say, you know what, I'm going to move on. I feel like I should move on. So you're classless for saying, you know what, I'm gonna be honest with her and I'm gonna be honest to my wife. Look, I'm feeling this other woman right now. So the best thing for me to do is to leave
a paraplegic.
Dude, so you're leaving her. So if she wasn't a paraplegic, it'd be cool to leave her because you got feelings for another woman. So
now,
the reason that she's not leaving her because she's a paraplegic.
Your whole scenario was set up putting her on a skateboard and he's a paraplegic. So your
so
whole scenario was
so
that.
So the only reason I'm asking, though, is it cool to leave her if she's not a paraplegic and you develop feelings for another woman? Is it cool then?
You don't love her no more. So you don't love her no more.
It,
if
regardless
you, don't,
of
if
the
you
fact,
don't love your spouse anymore, then, yeah, you should go.
But
right.
if you love
if
her,
you don't
which,
love
let's say you
your,
love a person
no,
more than you love your wife.
No. It ain't no measuring stick. If you don't love your wife anymore, leave.
But if you
if
love
you,
her
no,
and love another woman.
No. If you don't love your wife, leave. If your wife, if you and your wife have an open relationship or have an understanding, hey, I can't take care of you this way. There are women and men who suffer from sexual defects.
No doubt.
There's
Indeed
some
is
women
real.
Who go frigid. Right. There's some women who go frigid. There's some men who become impotent. But just because you can't do that doesn't mean your relationship is over.
No, I never said
that. But at
that.
The same time, you might say, okay, I know you have a physical need and you have needs that I can't fulfill no more, so go do what you got to do. But that don't mean the relationship is over.
I never said the relationship was over. What I said was, If the lady, if you go out and she, nothing's outside the sex is wrong with her now. Fine. Nothing's outside of her. She can't give you that anymore is wrong with her. Now, what I'm saying is if you go out and you eventually I like Melinda. Melinda is cool. I'm going to Melinda's house. I'm doing Melinda. Everything is cool with Melinda. And I start eventually because it becomes more than physical with Melinda. Now you got to another point.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Why would you even let it go that far based on the past your wife has given you? Now, I'm sure your wife is going to give you some stipulations. Now, don't get it twisted. I mean, it's not going to be easy for her to even say that to
there
you.
There are stipulations. I mean,
but hold on.
I'm trying to cut you off.
But, you know, if she's going outside, you know, of herself to say, you know what, I know you got needs. I love you. Make sure I don't find out about any of this, you know. Now, unless you're just going to become a sexaholic now, you know, and you find that you got to be away from home more than you're at home, then that changes the rules of the game.
That's
now
right.
You have to open up your mouth and you need to tell me that you can't handle that.
Okay. Now, let me say something to that. Now, to go back and say, why would I let it go? Why would I even let it get to that level? Do you agree that women have a sexual bond? Like whenever a guy and a woman have sex, the women tend to get more emotional into it than the guy does.
You know what?
To an extent,
based on statistics, sure.
Right.
Okay. Statistics.
Now,
okay.
Let's just say Let's just say the guy can turn sex into a is emotional to him.
Yeah.
So now because he's not getting it home. He even though he got the green card, as we're going to call it, he got the green card to continuously have sex with another woman, and now that sex done, he done grew feelings strictly from sex. Now hold on. Before you get through having feelings strictly off sex, you start saying, okay, well, I want to see what this lady's like outside of that. Because
okay.
That can happen.
Then that's when you need to talk to your wife.
And that's what I was saying.
You talk to your wife and say, look, you know, I
care.
Developing.
I still love you. But
I'm developing feelings for this other person.
That's what I'm saying.
But you have to understand, if your wife has already given you that pass, she's already thought about that. She's already thought about, you know, even before she opened her mouth to say, you know what, go do what you do. She even thought about all that.
No, I'm sure
you know,
about that.
But she properly understands, as you know, if the tables were turned, you would have to understand.
True.
That you know,
that's why I couldn't give the card out because I couldn't.
The relationship
is
no longer the way it used
to be. If you can't take care of your woman's physical needs in that aspect, and then you want her to just turn all the
no,
turn
I don't
the
want
oven
to.
Off, turn everything
no,
down.
I would
don't
tell
you
her
think that's kind of selfish
no,
on your head.
I wouldn't do that. What I would do is tell her, hey, look, I love you. I do love you, but I can't do this. I'm gonna get a divorce because I go on with your life. I would tell her to do that because I know that if she stayed there and did it, I would much rather just not deal with the thing altogether. Because
I got to go to a break soon, but real quick. So you're saying that the majority, you believe that the majority of relationships are based on just the physical.
No.
The when we come back from a break, because we got to do a break real quick, I want you to give me here's 100% of a relationship. I want you to give me your percentage on how much is physical and how much is mental or spiritual. And we're going to do a quick break real quick, and we'll come back with the last part of Two Brothers.
Yes, sir.
Two Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Oh, hilarious. Oh, hello. My name is Chocolate Giddy, and I'm a pimp. That's what I do. Well, I only do two things really well in this world. One, take money from bitches. Two, I sell drugs to the community. But one day, I saw a scene that hurt my heart. A little child outside an orphanage asking me for a fix. Lips so cracked they look like the Grand Canyon. I gave the little one some lip balm, which I let her keep, cause she was nasty. Damn, damn, damn! Then I took her to Fight Smack in the orphanage, where they have all kinds of preschool drug counseling and methadone. Now I only do one thing well in this world, cause I don't sell drugs no more.
Fighting smack in the orphanage.
We don't want no weapon. No weapon. Don't need no ammunition.
No ammunition.
It's killing up the nation.
Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back. And my big brother over there proposed a question to me, so.
Right, so I'm just saying that you take a relationship, and he is 100% of a relationship. What's your percentage in your estimation that's physical and spiritual?
That's tough. I can't
because
give you
everything you keep saying about this, about the physical part. I believe this is just my belief. That these people who seem to be married umpteenth many years, but yet they swingers, because there's a large percentage of people out there who do it. They just don't advertise it, and that's their business.
True.
And there's some people who have open relationships, and Ruby Dee and Ozzie Davis was married all their life, and they seem to work out a balance between this, and that didn't seem to happen, which don't mean that they didn't have their struggles, because right. Every relationship has their
no
struggles
doubt.
And problems. So in your estimate, what is how much of it is spiritual and how much of it is
physical?
I'm
gonna be honest with you. I can't speak for all relationships. I can't even throw out.
No.
I know you're asking me. I mean, as far as with me,
yes.
I honestly can't throw out a position. I believe I base it on the situation, which means that if this happens, like if this happens to me where I can't give my wife what she needs as far as an aspect, it's not that I base it on sex. It's just I base it on what I can handle, and I can't
okay.
handle that. So I would much rather just say, look, I love you, but I can't handle you cheating.
I wouldn't consider it cheating. But I mean, I get what you're saying, and please don't get me wrong. I'm trying to play devil's advocate here to ring out both sides of this thing. So don't get me wrong. But I'm saying that if I could not take care of if I couldn't fulfill my wife's need in a certain aspect, and I was just lacking in that aspect, if I care about her and I love her, my relationship with that person is not all physical.
It's not even,
I mean, the physical part for me, if you're going to look at it in 100% type of view, physical is 25% of a relationship. And that's why a lot of relationship and marriages don't work, because, hey, you meeting that person in the club, y'all knocking boots, and when you knock boots with someone, yeah. When you're doing it, all that stuff becomes the major part of, oh, girl, he took care of me, and, man, I tore that up. But then when you make it one-on-one, and then you try to have a relationship with that person, it usually breaks down because you find you have nothing
in common
besides the sex.
No doubt.
And if you find out that when you meet somebody who I want someone who stimulates me intellectually as well as physically.
True.
And if I happen to lose the physical part and me and that person still is best friends, and that person fulfills me and I fulfill them, then I wouldn't have a problem with that if that's what makes them happy, and I can't make them happy in that regard no more.
But it's two things I want to throw out to you. One, even though you know that you gave your woman a pass, and you're like, okay, cool, you know, I know you're going to do this, blah blah blah. Do you not think when she's out at night that that's going to play some form of a mental game with you? Like, I know you already prepared yourself for the mental game that you're going to have to go through, but it's always going to be when she's out, you're going to be thinking that,
let me put it like this on the real, seriously. If you were supposed to give that card out, I would hope that that person would be respectful enough that whenever they're going to do whatever they're going to do, that it's put in the context of their normal day, and you wouldn't notice,
that
they're gone.
But
because if you
still,
talk, hold on, you're saying that, yeah, if I'm with my wife and every Friday night we would sit together and watch TV, and then I become in this accident, and then it's Friday night, I'm sitting there waiting for Law and Order. I got the popcorn ready, and then instead of her come down to watch the Law and Order, she come down in the dress. I'm like, oh yeah, girl, I'm going to the club tonight, dude. Don't wait up. Yeah,
No.
You got a problem.
I feel you with that. But still, in all, it's like now because you're not in that position, it's cool because you're like, okay, we know trust wife because I know whatever. But also, if it does happen, even if she's going during the day and you just decide to call her, she's just not at her phone at the time. For phones okay. away. Real quick. She's just not at her phone. Now, she didn't pick up the phone right then and there. Do your brain instantly click to what is she doing?
Depends on the person.
I guess it would depend
you
on the person.
You knew who your wife, you knew your spouse before all of this happened.
Right.
You knew their habits.
Right.
Know? Like for me, I don't always answer my phone.
Right.
I don't. You know, either I'm busy or I just don't feel like talking. Sometimes I just don't want to be bothered.
And with
so,
that, though,
you know,
ahead,
with that, you know, I mean, I understand your question, but I'm just saying you kind of figure out your spouse's habits even before
and
something like that would
happen. And put it like this. Yo, even if you totally happy in your relationship right now, your spouse could be cheating on you right now.
No
you
doubt.
Know it.
Yeah.
But no. Does it haunt and dog your mind every time you don't get a phone call return?
Because I didn't give the card out for her to do it. So what I mean by that is if I know that she could, whoever I decide to be with, they could be out doing their thing right now and I couldn't know it. But the fact that I trust them to not do something plays a part versus me giving you a card to do something. And now I have to think about, okay, well, she could be out doing something.
Okay.
That's the difference of them. That's the difference.
You. Well, I mean, I think it depends. I think just real quick, because we got like 2 minutes left.
Okay.
When you look at Martin Luther King and Coretta. Coretta knew he was doing something, and it ain't because he necessarily got caught. The FBI told her, and yet they still stayed together. So she had to deal with the reality of what was going on every time he went out there to give a speech or whatever. Whenever he was out of her sight, they dropped that bomb to try to break them up.
Right.
When Mandela was in jail, Mandela had to know somebody was taking care of Winnie when he was doing 27 years in jail.
No doubt.
So okay. So then at some point you.
But that's to each
you
his
come
own,
to the,
though.
Okay,
that's
but
the, yeah.
You, I'm saying
okay.
You got to be mature enough to come to grips with the situation and deal with it as such. And on that note, I think that's where we're going to leave it. This has been a great show. This has been a real thoughtful show. And I'm sure we got a lot of thank yous and everything to get to. So take it away.
All right, cool. Again, we want to say congrats to Anthony and the Kentucky Wildcats for beating Chattanooga yesterday. He did his thing. Congratulations, big bro. Also, happy belated B-Day to my cousin Samaya Harris. Hey, she turned 5 yesterday, and my cousin Peyton will turn 11 tomorrow. Hey, Peyton, and just saying hi. Get well, Armani. Thank you to Black Dynamite, College Humor, SNL, and that's pretty much all of our thank yous.
Well, there you go. And, yeah, this was a real nice show. And just remember, everybody who might have been listening to this show live, we will be back at the same bat time, same bat channel. Same time, same channel.
Yeah.
Back
forget,
on Saturdays.
Same truth time.
There you go.
That's
you
right.
Go.
And don't forget to check us out on iTunes. It is absolutely free. Be sure to download your app.
All right.
That's right. So on that note, I mean, this has been a great show, and I want to thank you guys for coming into the studio
on
a Sunday.
Thank you for bringing up the subject. I mean, it's one that really needs to be put out there.
Yeah,
there you go. So we're going to leave it out on that note, and I'm going to let you know that if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
then the truth ain't in you.
Peace.
Two fingers.
Yeah.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Hey yo, my silent moments, louder to crack a thunder. My hunger like the crocodile that attacks a hunter. It ain't commercial or underground, it's true. Cause I'm call a skill, call a game, call a glow, call my name. Like the law, all the veins, screaming like you all a pain. Treated like a drug, all up in your veins. Yeah.